BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, innuendo bingo with Hayley the tea lady off the call centre on BBC 3. She didn't really get many of the innuendos, but it was still lol. Real or no real with Charlie Sloth, one of my favourite parts of the week. Chris's friend Fernando pops in and has a rant about girls. I'm following a new celebrity diet, and it's Wimbledon, so I found the best grunters in tennis. Enjoy the podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Hayley off the call centre. Hiya, love.
Hiya.
I liked it that we just had a little cuddle there. She was like, I'm not shaking your hand. Where I come from, we like to have a hug.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Do you take those urns with you everywhere you go?
No, but because I've been up here today, I thought everyone's after my job. So I did take my tea urns home on Friday.
You took them home?
Yep, took them home. They're in my bed, put a photo up on Twitter, said they reminded me of like Rosie and Jim. You know, like Rosie and Jim years ago. I put them on my bed and I was like, keeping them comfy for the weekend, just so no one takes my job.
Right. That's not going to happen, is it?
Well, I don't know. Like, everyone's after my job and I know what they like when I'm not in. They're like, oh, are we going to cope today without the tea and coffees? So, you don't know, Nev could be like, right, someone do her job today. That's not happening. So right. I took them home.
So just take away. So what are they doing for tea and coffee? Do you know?
They have got the tea bags and stuff there.
It's not the same though, is it?
No,
Hayley?
Not at all.
Right, now we're going to play innuendo bingo, which will involve you getting quite wet. Now, I know that you can be a bit sweary.
I know.
So let's try and give you another word instead of a swear.
Now you've got to avoid that. Have you done many radio interviews so far?
Nope.
Okay, good. What about...
poop.
No, but even that, I think what you need to do is just go to safe words.
Yeah. Badger.
Badger's a good one.
Okay.
So if anything
badger.
Bad... yeah, exactly.
If you get a massive spray of water in the face, just shout badger.
Badger, maybe, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to try, won't I?
Is this waterproof
badger.
Makeup you're wearing?
Put the sign up, badger.
Yeah. You want a sign?
Yeah.
God, you're more high maintenance than Beyonce. Or you can be like, you salad...
yeah. Sausage.
Oh, sausage. Try it.
I'll just go.
Yeah, just growl.
I'll just grunt.
Okay.
Okay, good. So in a minute, wish us luck, everyone. We're going to play innuendo bingo with Hayley off the call centre. I'm so excited about this.
I just got to tell you, mind, I'm a bit slow when it comes to jokes and banter. I'm one of them people that can ruin a joke because when they say it, I can be like, I don't get it. And then they have to say it again, and then I ruin it, because I'm, all right, I get it now.
Oh.
So I might be a bit behind with it.
That's
so
all right.
Probably I'm going to get soaking, and you're just going to be dry.
You can go anytime, it's fine, anytime you want, okay? Don't hold back, is what I'd say.
Are they all rude?
He's there to be, they're a bit, they sound rude. Okay. He's there to be spot on, don't hold back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is innuendo bingo.
So today we have Hayley from the call centre on BBC 3 playing innuendo bingo. You right there, love?
Not really, but let's go.
Are you excited?
I'm excited to look like a drowned rat, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. People can watch this on the Radio 1 website, so people can see you now, Hayley.
Hi.
Remember, it's sausages, if you need to.
Okay.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. Watch it now on your computer and on your mobile phone.
Let's make each other wet.
One or the other, really. Okay,
right,
forget the waters then. I think we're just about ready to go.
What if I end up swallowing in it?
Just don't swallow.
Just don't swallow.
Fill your cheeks.
I usually spit.
So, fill your cheeks. This is going to be good, I can feel it. Okay, got a lot of water there?
Mm-hmm.
First, we go to BBC Northampton, and they seem to be planning a very exciting fancy dress party.
You could come with a dusty beehive.
I could.
There's, like, a big mohawk.
Mm.
Come as Mohican.
What, Doodah, that was the lead singer with Whitesnake.
If you've got a hairy Doodah, we'd love it.
No, she's fine. No, Hayley's absolutely fine.
You're all right with that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you can either swallow it now or get some new one. Up to you. Not on me. Right.
Okay.
Well, so we swallow it if we don't actually speak.
Can
it,
do, up
it?
To yeah. you.
Up to you. Well, get some new whatever one. You want to do. Yeah,
thank you.
That's gone right on your trousers already.
I just needed to do that.
Okay, more water, please. Loads of it. And over to the golf now. Peter Alice here. Bemoaning modern golfers for being so easily distracted.
Dad, concentrate.
See, he's fiddling about with this 14-incher. That's why the round stakes
are big. Damn!
Hayley didn't even have her water in time.
Just did, I would have done you anyway. Oh, I liked that one.
Okay.
All right.
More water, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay, over to BBC Local Radio's Joe Good now. And I didn't realise you could see so many interesting things on BBC London's website these days.
Paul Perkins was listening. He said, thank you so much for playing Dusty Springfield. He says, if you can get your hands on a growler, I would like to see it on the webcam.
Are you right there? Sausage. A little bit wet, Hayley?
Oh, just a bit.
Okay. There was something.
You're having it now.
Right, bring it up. Oh.
Something, some pasties there on BBC London. Right, okay, more water. And we go over to Rick Stein's Mediterranean Escapes.
Chris. Sorry, I know what's coming.
You know what's coming. Okay.
I'm going to drown you now.
Okay, more water. Now, I know a lot of our listeners are hoping to meet this man on their holidays in Mallorca this summer.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Mallorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Mallorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Yeah! Good. Good one. The water's cold, isn't it?
Freezing!
Mm. Oh, it's gone right through.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were black.
Yeah.
And my t-shirt
comes.
Oh. Okay. More. You are going for this,
what's
right?
There?
Right, get him back, Hayley.
I can't keep it all in my and mouth. I'm swallowing it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Spilled it everywhere.
Water, please. In your mouth. Over to the football now. And this commentator's really done his research.
Didier Drogba, well, he's just a big lovable lump, really. Graham Norton seemed to get inside him last night.
Well, he's taller than me. She's going right over my face. I need to go up and down.
You're learning.
Yeah, there is a technique to this. It's not as easy as it looks.
What are you doing? You're trying to hide.
You just seem to have fashioned some kind of headdress. All right, ready?
I need more water.
More water, please. Now, the commentators do tell you quite a lot about the sportsman these days. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew this fact about Christopher Samba.
That was a much better ball from Trapped. On the right-hand side, it allowed him to curl the ball away from the goalkeeper. Christopher Samba hung like a basketball player.
Hayley just actually jumps up and down every time. Like the water is cold. Get him.
I'm freezing.
Okay.
Damn!
I'm going to
be so wet,
and I'll be
like...
Doubt that. more water, please.
Oh, God. This is an experience.
Are you having fun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chris, what's your favourite gadget?
So, Jason, out of those 10 original pairs of headphones, yeah, my favourite three are the Sonys, the Fanny Wangs, and the Parrots.
Caught Hayley off guard again.
She's
there.
She's doing me!
I know. Get him back!
Yeah.
Okay, ready? More water, Crime Watch Roadshow now. And who remembers this very busy police horse? I knew that was going to happen.
Sorry, Hayley.
Right, you're having it now. I'm just doing it for
you. You're having it now.
I know, but you wait till you hear this one.
You've heard it before, haven't you?
What?
He's heard it before.
I've
this
heard
one.
This, but it's about Rihanna.
It's a classic. Ready? Here we go. It's about a police horse.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
In Rihanna.
It takes Hayley a while to get it, which I quite like. Right.
Oh, you just got it all over my back.
That's
oh,
bad.
Hayley.
Hayley.
I need to get you wetter.
Okay.
Look at me.
Yeah, you're definitely wet.
What are you doing?
Okay, ready? Over to Dame Helen Mirren now. Water, please.
How have you got it on my back?
Water. Helen Mirren, I'm not sure these two women will thank her for mentioning them in the speech.
And also a very special thanks to two fantabulous dollies, who, Judge Maria...
I'm spitting on myself.
You are spitting on yourself. How's your makeup holding up?
Oh, I'm looking sexy, and I...
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Damn right you are. Okay.
Could this get you a promotion, do you think?
I can't keep it in my mouth long enough.
No.
Sure. I'm swallowing it on accident, like, it's going down.
Yeah.
There is a technique.
You're a pro, you are.
He's done it before. Okay, more water, please.
Don't think I'd get this wet.
To Chris Packham now, and here he is explaining the difference between a chiff chaff and a willow.
Sorry, Heidi. Every now and then it's going to come out.
Okay. More water. She's losing it.
Are you okay? Are you about to do diva?
She's going
to
hit you.
Would you hit me?
We were friends when we walked in. I'm going to hit you when I leave.
God, I'm scared.
Sorry.
Okay, so water, please. Sorry, not long to go. Here's Chris Packham explaining the difference between a chiff chaff and a willow warbler.
I think I'm drowning.
Oh, Chris. Right, let's just play the clip. Let's just get on with it.
A stern hand.
Okay, water, please. And here's Chris Packham.
Well, these are visual differences, and, of course, you need to get very good views of them to see that. But there is one other thing I can tell you, and that's their jizz.
Yes, both full in the face. Really good.
Oh, good.
Really good. Our favourite piece of bird-watching jargon on this show there. So, water, please. You having a nice time, Harry? Yes or no? One for yes, two for no. Oh, OK, it's halfway through. Some startling revelations here about the Home Secretary on BBC Radio 4.
Lord Howard, what do you make of this? Do you think that Nick Clegg needs to perhaps rethink his decision to block this legislation?
Yes, I do. The Home Secretary has made it clear that she wants it.
I'm slow. I'm too big for this.
No, you're not.
I am.
It's just you get it eventually. Okay, one more.
Okay, come on, one more.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We're soaking.
Do you want this?
What's the flavoured one for?
Oh, actually, you know, you're the UK's favourite tea lady.
Oh, yeah, we've got this.
We've got some tea.
Do you want to do one with tea?
Hot tea.
No, not hot.
What would it be hot?
I don't know.
Okay, bring on the tea.
Wait, it won't sting my claws, will it?
No.
Well, not that my claws are in any good nick, be I know.
It's warm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to
enjoy it.
Yeah, it is. No, that's quite warm.
Ready?
Yeah.
It is warm. It's not going to burn us, like.
Put the tea in your mouth.
Let's do this.
Over to Coast now. And who knew working for the RSPB was such a varied job?
RSPB Warden Greg Morgan keeps a close eye on the precious chuff.
And that is innuendo bingo with Kaylee.
Oh,
Hayley.
No, you did it!
I did! Hayley off the call centre. Oh, love.
You're too funny.
Wow, you are hilarious. Thanks very much for playing today.
Thanks for getting me wet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some really good comments about Hayley playing bingo today. Stephen watching at work in Durham on his phone. Hayley's amazing at this. Permanent fixture, please. She wasn't amazing at it. She didn't get any of the innuendo.
Well, I think she did well to get through it without any naughty words.
I'm just pleased about that, to be honest.
Mm.
Brittany says, Tea Lady, I love her. David in Hendon, watching this and trying so hard not to laugh in my internship. That was Hayley from BBC Three's The Call Centre. It's about a real call centre in Swansea, if you've not watched it. It's very funny. Apparently tonight's is quite emotional. It's the last one. And it's on BBC Three at 9 o'clock tonight. If you missed Hayley playing it, she's basically just getting spat on. I'm just really pleased she didn't swear.
Yeah, yeah.
The link's going up on the radio on Twitter, at BBC R1. Innuendo Bingo returns on Thursday at 1:45, and it's going to be Aled off the surgery. He's never played before, right?
I don't think he has.
If it was, it was a long time ago. So Aled, 1:45 on Thursday. I'm just fighting my way
in the world, in the big old world. BBC Radio 1.
I love that. Nina Nesbitt, come and see us soon, Nesbitt. We can play bingo again.
Do you know what? I heard from someone, from a mutual friend, that she really wants to play again, actually.
I thought that she was moaning that it gave her a cold last time.
Yeah, but I think she wants in again. It is addictive.
I know. Didn't she have a date with Danny Howard recently?
Yeah, yeah. Was well, that awkward.
Yeah, but I mean, not actually. It was just for the radio, right?
It was on Matt Edmondson's show.
Right.
So imagine the situation. Danny Howard was there, and they had this date set up in the studio, and Matt Edmondson was feeding information to Danny Howard's ear. I mean, what a dream team.
Yeah, I can imagine that, not being rude, but that Danny was more keen than Nesbitt. Same. Right, has anyone... You won't have done this. Has anyone, when they've wanted to maybe drop a few pounds, tried to follow a celebrity diet and then questioned what they're actually doing with their lives?
I mean, you've done them all, haven't you?
Well, no, but not. I don't follow celebrity ones. Like, I just see them in magazine and go, oh, cabbage all day, I'll do that for a while. But you know the ones that you see in magazines, like, look as good as Ollie Murs in 7 days, and they print their actual diet of what they eat.
Yeah. I see these quite a lot. Like, I saw one in a magazine the other day that said, look as good as Michelle Keegan, again, in a week or 2 weeks. And I was thinking, I don't want to look like Michelle Keegan, though.
Oh, come on, you would.
I don't.
You'd never leave the house. Think about it.
Hmm.
Imagine my surprise when I opened my search engine earlier and looked up the Gary Barlow diet.
Really?
What am I doing in my life? BBC Radio
1. Out of interest, what is the Gary Barlow diet?
Mostly seeds.
Is it?
Yeah. Everyone's like, aren't sunflower seeds delicious? No, they're not.
Seeds and pies?
There's no pies. No, he's slimline now. But everyone's like, aren't seeds lovely? No, I'd rather have some crisps. Thanks very much. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Wonder Man. Love, Tiny Temper and Wonder Man on BBC Radio 1. His new track, exclusive, world exclusive.
Can I get a world exclusive?
You can have a world exclusive. I don't know what.
Tiny Temper, world exclusive tonight with Mr. Jam from 7 o'clock. Oh, I did get one once.
Do you know what it was?
Let me guess.
Go.
Veronica's.
No.
I'm trying to think of, like, old ones that you played a lot.
Oh, actually, I got What Makes You Beautiful, One Direction. That was quite a good one.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah. The other one just springs to mind that I had the world-exclusive first play of. Jenny from the Block.
Look, that's huge. That's a tune.
A while back now. That's on One Extra Tonight. Tiny Temper, new music with Mr. Jam. Now, I've missed quite a lot of Wimbledon this year because I was away last week. And after our chat with Simon Mundy at Wimbledon yesterday, I became more interested. What was that about?
I don't know. I think he'd had too many strawberries.
I think so as well.
He went weird.
Like, it's almost like he forgot he was actually on the radio.
He went off on one about Andy Murray's mum. And I was
for ages.
I was like, okay, carry on.
Now, one of my favourite things at Wimbledon every year are the grunters.
Yes, yes.
They're on every year. And there's a few of the normal suspects. You've got your Maria Sharapova. I mean, classic grunter.
Which, in my opinion, she's the best grunter of them all.
Yeah, I think so. But then you've got Michelle Larcher de Brito, haven't you?
Right.
Haven't you? It's kind of longer, that one. It's like... I analyse these.
Why have you got them all like this? Why?
Victoria Azarenka, go.
Ooh! No,
for me... It's like
a ghost. Yeah, for me, that's not so, that's not as...
And then the unmistakable Serena Williams.
Oh, you see, that's almost beefy.
Go
isn't
on,
it?
Serena. Every year. Wow. Makes all the others just sound rubbish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, like we do that thing on that Bruno Mars song.
Ha! Give me your, give me your, give me your. Oh, Okay, I see where this
you
is
see
going.
You see what I'm going
to
do?
Amazing.
Okay, so...
this is happening.
Maybe every time we play it, we just do a different one.
Yes, please.
To celebrate Wimbledon. So today, Maria Sharapova's going to start off Treasure by Bruno Mars. Go! I'm enjoying
it. Can I request?
Yeah, go on.
Give us a Sharapova.
Sharapova?
Please. Oh, right. This is my new favorite. Can we do that with this song every time?
Yeah. I hope we get Treasure every day now. I hope we get to play it every day. Because
please keep buying it. Well.
Yeah. Keep buying it at least this week, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, what are you saying?
Well, this isn't about me, actually. What I've done is it's my friend who wants to say something, and I've brought them along today because I think they can explain it better than I can.
Right.
And they just got something that they want to let off their chest. Is this allowed? Am I allowed to bring a friend to work?
Well, it would be nice if I had known, but who is your friend?
Well, I can bring them in now if you want. Their name's Fernando.
Right.
You remember him, my friend Fernando?
I'm not sure I do.
You do know.
Do I?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I'm going to bring Fernando in now, and then he's going to have something to say.
Bring him in.
Right.
He's very welcome in here.
Come in, Fernando.
Right. Hello, Scott.
Hello there.
I'm Fernando.
Nice to meet you. Have I met you before?
Yes.
Have I?
Well, you know I'm a good friend of Chris's.
That's right.
And I've known him for many years.
Okay. How can I help you today?
Well, I've got a friend who's a girl. And it's her birthday this week, but her and her mates have organised about 5 days of celebrations to celebrate this one girl's birthday.
What, so it's one person's birthday, but there are five different events?
Yes, and I've got to go along to all of them, otherwise I get in trouble.
And this is a girl that you know?
Yes, it's a girl that I know, Fernando knows.
Yes. What, so she's having five parties?
Yes.
What are they, do you know?
Well, the first one was at Glastonbury. I wasn't at Glastonbury, so I could miss that. The next one is tonight. It is their birthday today, and it's a birthday meal tonight.
Chris, have you been in this situation?
No, it's not happened to me at the moment. That's Fernando.
Yes.
Clearly, that's his situation it's going on with.
But has it happened to you before?
Yes, this kind of thing has happened to me before.
Hang on.
What's marking me off quite a lot is the fact that I've got to go along to five birthdays for one girl. If I do this with all of these girls, I've worked out I will celebrate about an eighth of my life celebrating their birthdays. Why have girls got to do this?
There's loads of parties. Who doesn't like that?
Well, I agree. The party side of it is quite good. But I don't want to spend loads of my life with this massive group of girls.
And Chris, would you like to do that?
Well, here's what I'm saying. I agree with Fernando because I can see why it annoys him a lot. Because it's like... he does like these girls, I get the impression.
Yeah.
But what's annoying him is he's got to spend so much... like, why do girls have to do these, like, five-day-long birthday celebrations? And you feel the need to have to go along to every single night.
Would you agree with that, Fernando?
Yes, I would. I think me and Chris think very similarly on the issue. And I don't think it's unreasonable to think that when a girl has a birthday, just do one night. It doesn't need to be five nights.
Is it all girls apart from you?
Yes.
Chris, have you ever been to one of these?
Hello? Yes, I have been. The point is here, I think we can all see what Fernando is saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot, five.
I think that is what Fernando is trying to get at here.
That's what you're saying, isn't it, Fernando?
Yes, this is what I'm saying. And I'm having to pay for, like, five dinners, loads of events. I'm having to cancel other things I could be doing at the weekend because I've got to go along to more birthday celebrations for this one girl. And if you don't go, you get in trouble.
I'd like to know what the listeners think about this. That's why you're here today, is it, Fernando?
Yes.
No.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Let's see what other people think.
I'd like to know if any other blokes are going through a similar situation here, if they think it is as unreasonable as I do. And also, I'd just like all girls to put a stop to it. Okay?
You can send me a text on this on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. I'd like to know. And Fernando, good luck with the party tonight.
Thank you.
And all this week.
I know, thank you.
What are you doing tonight, Chris?
What?
What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I'm not sure what I'm doing, actually. Right. I'm not sure.
Bypass is ridiculous, says Matt in Hertfordshire. Man up, Chris. Sorry, man up, Fernando. She ain't your mum. Grow some kahunas and say, no, you're the one being a girl. Damien says, seriously, my girlfriend went out every night for 2 weeks for her birthday. That's 14 nights in total. Jess, what do you think? I got your text.
Hiya. I was just wondering if this is about me.
I know, you said that on your text that I just got.
Christopher is actually coming to my birthday meal tonight. And I didn't invite Fernando, although Fernando sounds very similar to me at the moment.
What's happened to your voice? Is it Glastonbury voice?
Yes, exactly.
Is it your birthday today, then?
It is.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
So Chris is coming to your party tonight?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about uninviting him.
No, Jess, can I make this very clear? This isn't me talking on the radio. That was Fernando.
But Jess, you think Fernando's friend's birthday plan is quite similar to yours?
Well, it just sounds like it is because I celebrated my birthday at Glastonbury. I'm also celebrating it tonight.
Yeah, how many more have you got?
Two at the weekend.
Right.
Henley Regatta and then a birthday barbecue.
Yeah, and Jess, and I'm really looking forward to those events, I must point out.
I hope you are, Chris.
Right, so you do know each other?
Yes, we know each other. Thanks for putting her through. Okay. So, yes, Jess, I'm really looking forward to those events. I'm really looking forward to your birthday tonight, obviously. That was not me talking then, though, you must understand. This is a coincidence. That was Fernando.
Yes, that's what you've been saying, yes. And Fernando sounds very much like you.
I'm enjoying this.
In terms of the delivery.
But, Jess, it was a coincidence. I'm not saying I necessarily wholeheartedly agree with what Fernando's saying, but
said you didn't know where you were going tonight.
I am going to a birthday party tonight.
It's going to be an interesting dinner tonight, isn't it, Chris? We're going to have a lot to talk about.
But that wasn't me, Jess. That was Fernando.
Yeah, it's his friend.
Okay.
Have you ever met Fernando before?
I don't believe you, if I'm honest. I haven't met Fernando, no, but I do think that we have something in common.
Chris, why don't you take him tonight?
Oh, yes, okay, brilliant. I'll take Fernando with me tonight.
Are you free, Fernando?
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm free tonight because I have to go to another birthday party with another girl. And that was the one that made me start this rant at the first place. I think I can see what's going on here because I think Chris over there is going to a birthday party tonight, but it is very different to what I'm talking about.
Right.
And has
it sounds similar.
And has nothing to do with the story that I'm saying. And he certainly shouldn't get in trouble with the girl for anything like that.
So when this girl sees Chris tonight, you don't think that she should have a go at him or anything?
No.
Or make life difficult?
No, because it's clearly a different person.
Sure.
Okay, Jess, I'll see you tonight. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm not.
And the rest of the week's celebration. No, honestly, I am. It's going to be a good week.
So you got tonight, you got the weekend, two at the weekend as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, Jess, happy birthday again.
Thank you.
And
thank
I'll you let so you go. Much. And
getting a slap later.
Yeah, and thank you for creating quite possibly the most awkward piece of radio for some time. Appreciate it.
That's okay.
You know I love it. Love you, bye.
Thanks for calling, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but the slightly awkward situation between Chris, his friend Fernando, and a girl called Jess, who was actually listening at the time.
Are we going over this again?
When Chris was saying that he thinks she has too many birthday parties and she's having five for her birthday. There's another one tonight. It wasn't you actually, it was Fernando, wasn't it? I keep forgetting.
That's exactly what I'm trying to make very clear here. Fernando is the one who's complaining.
And are you still going to the party tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to have to, aren't I?
I'm going to have to. Like, just it keeps getting worse for you. Don't say you're going to have to. Girls hate that.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to it.
That's it. That's the one. I liked the official statement that was on the Radio 1 Twitter earlier. And now an official statement from Chris. Unlike my friend Fernando, I'm very excited about all the birthday events I'm invited to.
It's just gone silly. This isn't why Fernando wanted to talk about any of this. Fernando didn't want the attention on Chris.
Got out of hand, does it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
And right now on BBC Radio 1, Charlie Slough is in the building.
Ow!
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
Great. You're looking very well.
Check our tans.
Yeah, we look so tanned up, right?
Obviously not for the radio because you can't see us, but believe we are tanned.
Tanned up, cuz.
Well, I'm not. Charlie's got a bigger tan than you, though.
He hasn't, though.
He has, though. And I know that will annoy you. He has.
He hasn't, though.
Am I browner?
Yeah.
Well. So should we roll up the sleeves?
Is that all your DJ gigs in Greece, is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it?
I had a little family holiday as well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah. You've been tanning, yeah?
A little bit, you know.
Oh. Got any white bits?
No, no white bits.
So you went on holiday with your family?
Yeah. And got everything out.
And you don't have...
No, but you know, there's the adult area and then there's the children area.
Oh.
Yeah, so you've got the pool on the roof, which is for the adult.
Oh.
And then the pool down the bottom is for the kids.
Aren't you worried about, like, tanning that?
No.
Are you not?
No.
I am.
You just, like, do it now and then, take the towel on, off.
Do
towel
you?
On, yeah.
Anyway, let's not have this now. Let's play Real or No Real on BBC Radio 1. You ready?
Yeah, let's go. I can't wait.
Let's do this. Okay, a selection of facts. Some of them real. Some of them made up. You've got to guess which is which. 10 Scott Mills points for each you get correct.
Wimbledon was host to the longest ever game of tennis, which lasted 3 days. The final set went on for 8 hours, 11 minutes.
Mm. Wow.
Is that a long game of tennis?
That is a huge game of tennis there.
How long are they normally?
Well, I mean, it is quite long in the sense it's a couple of hours, but I mean, that's a big one. And I actually think this is real, and it wasn't that long ago. I think
really?
It might have even been... last year, if I remember right, or year before.
Did they go to sleep? Or they were just playing tennis for 3 days?
No. They did sleep. Yeah.
Oh, they break off?
So, yeah, it would just go into another day's play. But it did go on for ages, if I remember right.
So it's literally this for 3 days?
Yeah.
What is that?
Tennis.
Oh. Sounds like some of those.
That's Maria Sharapova.
3 days.
Do you want to hear Serena Williams?
Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'd love to hear you play tennis.
Really?
Do a rally with Sharapova.
All right, let's go. This
is amazing.
Okay, right.
Radio 1.
Radio
That's
1.
Great.
That needs. I wish that was my alarm.
You can just rip it off the iPlayer. Yeah.
No, we don't. Can't do that either.
Jeez.
Oh, gosh. That rally was amazing.
So the longest game of tennis ever. Did it happen or not? Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yep. Oh, wow.
2010, it was the men's singles tournament. First round. Went on for ages. Oh, you're right now.
Bit sweaty.
Even just making
quite
the noises.
Exercise,
yeah, I'm going to red.
Wears you out, doesn't it?
Yeah. Love exercise for him there.
And next.
From next year, a budget airline in America will be charging passengers according to their weight in an attempt to cut down on fuel costs.
Another fattest joke.
It's not fattest, you're fattest.
You are so fattest. This is unreal. And you know what? I actually know about this because we've done a whole hour's debate on this on my show. I was furious.
We had a debate.
You talked. Yeah. Was it Newsnight now? One extra?
No, we like to, you know, once in a while have heated discussions on the show.
You talked for an hour about how airlines are going to charge people according to their weight.
That's ludicrous. It's like that will break the bank for me. Imagine me going to get on a plane.
Break the seat.
It won't break the seat. On a real, imagine me having to pay per pound.
You have to pay for extra for bags.
I'm not a bag, though. I'm a human being with feelings and emotions, Scott. Mm. And imagine I'm going on holiday with one of my friends and he's like 9 stone. Mm. I'm 21 stone, cuz.
Well, lose weight.
I don't want to lose weight. I'm content. I'm happy. That is so fattest.
You're excess baggage. That's what you are. It
does, oh, my word.
It does. It
pay
does,
extra, please.
It does that's seem rude. Odd, this.
It's yeah. true. This yeah. is real.
No,
is
I it? Don't. I mean, they can't be doing that.
This is real.
It's a bad idea.
Is it real?
This is real.
So they're charging you by weight.
By your weight.
I'm going to say real then.
No.
That one is no real.
Oh, Charlie.
That's real. It was
not
on,
real.
It was
it?
On Newsbeat and everything.
Brilliant. I've been conned out of 10 points.
It was on Newsbeat and everything. That's wrong. Fine, that's wrong. No, I'm sorry. We're going to have to.
It might have been another. It may have been another airline.
Well, we're going to do a steward's inquiry.
We have to. We'll have to go to the adjudicator and find out.
Okay, well, we'll go to that for you. We'll get that sorted.
Thank you.
And next,
scientists have discovered that it takes exactly 4 seconds for a silence to become awkward.
So let's think about it.
I
so
was I'm waiting for the 4 seconds yeah, there as well.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, that was quite awkward.
Quite awkward. That is awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
So they reckon 4 seconds, that's the time it takes for that silence to become really awkward.
Do you know what's really awkward? I just went and checked my mail, and somebody sent me a portable female toilet.
Oh, I had one of them the other day, the Shiwi.
Yeah, the Shiwi.
I don't know why we got sent them.
Why are they sending that to us?
I don't know, cuz.
That's long, Donny.
It's almost a bit insulting.
A bit disrespectful, isn't it?
How is it long, Donny?
It's a bit disrespectful.
It's not long, though, is it?
That's what they're trying to say.
4 seconds, awkward silence.
I want to do. Can I do a show with you one day?
We have to.
No,
it would be brilliant.
It would be amazing.
I'd enjoy it.
I'd enjoy it so much.
Yeah,
this is one of the highlights of my week.
Yeah, me too. Right, if the bosses are listening, let's make this happen. Maybe at maybe at Christmas.
Christmas special.
Yes.
That would simulcast, be amazing.
One extra.
Simulcast. Oh, now we're talking.
I can play ding a ling a ling, ding a ling a ling.
School bell a ring. And what can I play?
That's you can play. Song. I just house. Want What's you it? To dance with me What's tonight. That? Ollie Murs.
I love Ollie Murs.
Yeah. See, everyone's a winner. 4 seconds for the silence to become awkward.
That's true. That is.
Same real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is.
But what about this one? This is your last one.
Scott Mills had the exclusive first play of Billy Piper's single Honey to the Bee.
You didn't. I thought that was Chris Moyles, was it not?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Ain't that Chris Evans' ex-missus?
Yeah.
Billy Piper.
Ex.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Ex-missus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Ex-missus, that's what I said.
Hmm. So, Honey to the Bee.
Where is she, by the way?
I know she was at Glastonbury, I think.
Was she?
Yeah.
Doing
and
what?
She did, I don't know, just hanging out.
Okay.
And then she did that Call Girl series, didn't she?
What's that?
Secret Diary of a Call
Secret
Girl.
Secret Diary, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Not seen it?
Nope.
I think you'd like it.
Would I?
Yeah. So, yes, Honey to the Bee by Billy Piper. Did I have the first exclusive play? To be fair, that's the kind of one that I would get. Do you know what I mean?
Honey to the Bee, yeah. I'm
like
gonna...
Mr. Jam's got Tiny Temper... brand world exclusive tonight on 1XTRA. I would get Honey to the Bee. Do you know what I was saying this earlier? Do you know what I had the first play of?
What?
Jenny from the Block.
That's a big record, cuz.
Well, I said,
cuz. I'm still Jenny from the Block. That's a big record, cuz.
Yeah, but it's the kind of one I'd get.
Yeah, that's a big record. That's a global record.
But Honey to the Bee, what are you saying?
It is, I must be honest, it is the kind of thing you would have in that sense.
Hard one.
I'm probably going to have to say real.
I'm just going to go against you and say no real then.
All right, there you go.
That one is no real.
There you go. Yeah. See, Scott don't play Billy Piper. He plays Jenny from the Block, Mrs.
Yes,
Lopez.
Okay, so we have a steward's inquiry result here.
Yeah, that was on the second real or no real steward's inquiry.
Yeah.
About the airline, the budget airline's decision to start charging passengers according to their weight. It is, in fact, real.
There you go.
It's real, right. So, 10 points.
No,
so
you didn't. You said it wasn't real.
I said the same as you.
Did you really?
I said the same as you.
Oh.
So this is, if you're ever going on Samoa Air.
That's what it was, Samoa Air.
And do watch out for that, because they will treat you as excess
baggage. And do you know why they've done that? Because there's a lot of big folk in Samoa, right?
There is, actually. It's quite cool to be fat there, isn't it?
It is.
But actually, they really are. It's a thing.
That's my next holiday.
Yeah. Okay. And so at the end of that, with the revised scoring...
With revised scoring, I can now announce it's 30 points to me and 30 points to Charlie.
Oh, it's
that's
a draw.
Amazing.
Right, I'll let you roll to 1XTRA then, and...
What do you mean, roll? What do you mean roll? That's a bit rude.
No,
walk.
It's not rude. I mean walk.
Walk.
Yeah. And he's on one extra at four this afternoon.
As quick as you can.
Seriously, Charlie, I love these chats every week.
So do I, but that's a bit fattest.
It's
a
not
bit,
fattest, you're fattest.
Fattest. That's taking fattest to the next point.
Let's do a show at Christmas.
I'm ready for it.
I'm obsessed with the tennis grunting, so there'll be more of that tomorrow between 1 and 4. Might have some more for you. And we are meeting a real-life doctor on the show tomorrow from 1 o'clock. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.